Oh, Wither Television. We're going to turn the page and talk about what is normally a festival here in New York. The upfronts, the networks, they roll out their new fall TV shows and try to tantalize advertisers into spending billions and billions of dollars on advertising time. But this year, it's extraordinarily underwhelming. And here to explain why, Mary Elizabeth Williams is the Takeaway culture critic. ABC only has two new shows.
Slim pickings. And Fox only has two new shows that they're rolling out. And one of ABC's new shows is a game show from Ashton Kutcher. And the other one is a retread of a British drama. So there's not a lot that's really original out there. A lot of the new shows, the few that are coming out, are either game shows or their remakes of international hits. It's a very, very conservative fall season.
There's a creativity drought possibly here, but it's also a business story.
There is definitely, I guess, a creativity shortage in America, among other things. I think part of it is, you know, a lot of people are saying it's because of the writer's strike, because of the fact that ABC has said they were not going to greenlight anything. They were not going to put anything into production that hadn't already had a pilot, and nothing was piloted this winter. This would have been the time for them to be shooting pilots, and they weren't doing it because everything was shut down. But part of it is also these diminishing audiences. It's terrible. We've lost 6 million viewers since last May sweeps. This is the sweeps season.
Six million in one year. So is it really a sign of the times? I mean, two sounds incredibly paltry, but what's also interesting is ABC was the only one who had their upfront this week, and in years past, you had a week of, like, all of the networks laying it on thick about what they were going to offer us for the following year, but not so much anymore.
It's become a non-event. It's, you know, if you imagine sort of Fashion Week not happening, it's kind of like that. It's like nothing is happening now. What NBC has done is they have said they're not going to do upfronts anymore. They're basically just going to a 52-week schedule of programming. They don't have a season per se. Fox has always done that. The CW, what they've done is they've rolled it out earlier. They're going to be starting their fall season a week earlier than everybody else. Everybody's sort of trying to figure out how to game it. And the way that they're doing it is by placing themselves separate from the pack as opposed to being part of this collective festival-like feeling of excitement.
Does this mean the advertisers have more control over the situation now? I mean, it used to seem always at those upfronts as though they had the advertisers over a barrel and Jeff Zucker would be up there on the stage at NBC going, you will pay, you will pay.
I don't think anybody has control. That's kind of the interesting thing now is everybody is scrambling. They're bleeding viewers, and nobody knows where to take them.
But there is this dynamic, too, that exists where they're putting original content online at the same time that they're putting it on television. So in a way, they're trying every medium to capture people out there.
Just throwing everything against the wall and seeing what sticks. But nobody really knows what the magic formula is anymore and who it's really going to be hurting are actors. The actor strike is coming up in June. Writers have been hurt by this. People who are trying to create new and original content are really over a barrel. We as viewers are going to be feeling that because, sure, it's great to watch something on YouTube that some guy did filmed on his Nokia, but it's not Battlestar Galactica.
It's not Panavision.
It's there, not yeah. the right. same kind of experience. And that, you know, DIY amateur stuff is great, but you know, that's not the same as the kind of excitement and production values that you get from television.
Knight Rider, that's excitement.
The remake of Knight Rider, and also there's a new
Knight Rider. Beverly that's the car Hill, that talks.
The talking car is coming back, and Beverly Hills 90210 sequel coming back. You've been waiting for that. 10 years in the making.
90212.
You mean a sequel as into they've all grown up and what are they doing now type
it's a
sequel?
A spin-off kind of a thing.
Huh.
Set your
talking
TiVo.
Cars. Have they ever heard of GPS at the networks?
Yep. No, everybody loves a talking car.
Mary Elizabeth Williams, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.